happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And it's just a good opportunity for me to say thanks as we get closer to this grateful holiday that's coming up. I really do appreciate you taking the time to invest in your spiritual life on a daily basis and maybe begin your day by praying with me and with our other teaching pastors throughout the week. As we've been in this series in Philippians where we've said over and over again that God is the source of unshakable joy. And when we talk about joy, we're talking about this abiding sense that your eternity is secure, even when your today is chaos. And so this past week, Paul really talked to us a lot about our thought lives. He said, "Finally, brothers, whatever's true and honorable, whatever's just, pure, whatever's lovely and commendable, if there's any excellence, anything worthy of praise, think about these things." And our thought lives are the things that frame us. In other words, you and I really are becoming our thoughts. Proverbs says, "For as a man thinks within himself, so he is." When I was in seminary, Angie and I attended a church in Memphis that was led by a pastor whose name is Adrian Rogers. And whenever he would mention that verse, "For as a man thinks within himself, so is he," he used to say, "The me I see is the me I will be." And certainly Jesus attested to this in Luke chapter 6 with the law of the tree. He said, "Good trees bear good fruit." So literally, we are becoming our thoughts. We're an accumulation, an amalgamation of our thoughts. And a lot of times people are going to say, "Well, Dean, you can't. I mean, I can't keep thoughts coming into my head." And, you know, Martin Luther said, "You can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest, right, in your hair." And the whole idea is, yeah, you may not be able to control all of the thoughts that come through your head, but you can determine where you're going to allow your mind to rest. So that's why Paul says in verse 9, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. And the God of peace," that peace that we talked about last week, the kind of peace that passes understanding, "and the God of peace will be with you." I think it was Emerson, if I'm not mistaken, who said, "Sow a thought and you'll reap an action. Sow an act and you'll reap a habit. Sow a habit, you'll reap a character. Sow a character and you'll reap a destiny." In other words, our ultimate destiny, right, is tied to our thoughts. And so I think Jesus really gives us this blueprint to live by, where we don't have compartmentalized lives. You know, like in a house, you say, "Well, this is the bedroom, or a bedroom over here. This is the living room. This is the family room." We have the tendency to do that with our lives every day. We have a tendency to say, "Well, you know, this room over here, yeah, this is where I do family. This room over here in my mind or my heart, this is my financial life. This room over here is my entertainment life. This room over here then is my spiritual life." And the idea that Jesus is really, I think, giving to us, and Paul as well, is to say, no, that God owns the house. God owns the whole parcel of land. Like, everything is spiritual. Like, it should affect every area of our lives. And for us to back that up, we have to back that up to our thought life. So Paul says, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things." Practice these things. So when we practice good thinking, then what we're going to find in the end, the law of the tree, right? Good trees bear good fruit. You're going to find you're going to reap a different destiny. So what you sow will determine how you go. We have to sow good thoughts, good seeds into our hearts. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says that the mind that is set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. It gives us two kinds of mindsets, right? There's a death mindset there. That's one where all of our thoughts are turned inward towards ourselves. But the opposite of that is a life mindset, right? When our mind is set, when what Paul's called us to in Philippians in the past is to have the mind of Christ. So there's two mindsets there. There's a death mindset. There's a life mindset. But I would say that there's a third one that comes up really in the New Testament in James chapter 1, verse 8, where he says that we are, or that he is a double-minded man that he's describing here, unstable in all of his ways. There's also a mediocre mindset. There's this mindset that's kind of part worldly and part heavenly. And in the end, that's going to stretch us to a point. It's going to wear us out and wear us down trying to please and be in both. So I'm going to pray for us today that we will follow the great commandment, that we will love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, that we would think thoughts today that are focused and that are toward Him, and that God will help us to adopt a life mindset today. Let's pray. Father, thank you for what we learned and saw and heard this weekend. Lord, you own it all. All of our lives are yours. And so, God, we want to say that we believe you, that we trust you, that our heart is with you today. We're going to choose joy right now. We're predetermining joy for our day. And we look forward, God, to meeting you in it. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.